Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Our guest on today's program is Curtis Allen Woods, the author of an eye-opening book, 1% Devils and Their Satanic Tools, that emphasizes the rising moral crisis among many professionals. How Republican politicians, preachers, economists, and the press are slowly erasing and replacing our sense of democracy and moral capitalism with something he feels is immoral and tyrannical. He emphasizes how these professionals violate different laws, rules, and principles, such as the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, all the goals of the preamble, eternal law, and many others. Curtis Allen Woods, Juris Doctor, has published 14 books on criminal and civil justice. 7 articles published by Defense Research Institute in For the Defense are featured in his next book, Torturous Lies, Medical Myths, Legal Fictions, and Junk Science. Curtis Allen Woods, author of 1% Devils and Their Satanic Tools, joining us on This Week in America. Curtis, welcome to the program, sir. It's great to have you with us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
This is such a fascinating topic, so well addressed by you. Looking forward to our conversation today. First of all, I assume that the starting question would be, why did you write about the richest 1% as devils and Republicans as their satanic tools?
Well, the History Channel has a series called Aliens and Gods that reveals that the founders of all religions received from aliens who were thought to be gods. They received science and math and eternal laws so that mankind could become civilized and be able to achieve the goals that the gods had set for mankind. So through religions, we learned that gods create, but devils and satans destroy by killing, stealing, bribes, and temptations. Now, St. Thomas Aquinas said in Theory of Law that God's plan was for mankind to live in a utopia or a heaven on earth, free of wars and crimes, because everyone will honor eternal laws such as commandments, the golden rule, and rules of Christ and legal equity. He said the gods had a plan for a utopia where everyone's needs for basic necessities like food, clothing, shelter, and medical care would be met, and everyone would have opportunities to achieve to their fullest potential in education, training, a trade, profession, business, or government. I can't read my notes here very good. A utopia where everyone would have opportunities to enjoy the beauties of nature, art, theater, music, and sports.
Yes.
Aquinas also said that God's plan will lead to mankind's goal, which is to achieve happiness, by replacing tyrannical governments with, like kings and emperors, with a socialistic democracy, so that whether a citizen is rich or poor, everyone's vote is the same. So Aquinas endorsed socialistic democracy based upon ancient Roman and Greek democracy, because elected officials can better determine when laws are moral, fair, just, and allow everyone to achieve their opportunities personally or in their family opportunities. So the Declaration of Independence of the United States says laws of nature and nature's God are that everyone is created equal with unalienable rights to life, liberty, and happiness. And since King George had violated those rights in dozens of ways, 13 colonies signed a Declaration of Independence to replace a tyrannical king devil with socialistic democracy. So in the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, the Founding Fathers established 6 socialistic democracy goals: to form a more perfect union, not for the 1% rich people, but for the other 99%, and for everyone, no matter their race, their religion, or gender. Another socialistic goal was to establish justice for everybody, to ensure domestic tranquility by preventing problems or repairing problems that occur, to provide for the common defense, not just the defense of the king or the defense of 1% devil's industrial interests in third world countries, but the general defense of everybody, to promote the general welfare of everybody. And that can include social safety nets for victims of 1% devils, and to secure the blessings and liberties and freedoms for everybody. So for 99% of the Americans, the platforms, policies, and proposals of the Progressive Democratic Liberal Party are consistent with God's plans for mankind to live in a utopia. They're consistent with mankind's goal of achieving happiness, and consistent with the Declaration of Independence and the goals of the U.S. Constitution. However, the anarchistic, regressive 1% devils in their satanic tool Republican, they want to replace God's plan, mankind's goal, and socialistic democracy with a Caucasian male Judeo-Christian New World Order of autocratic dictators that would be as evil, if not more evil and tyrannical, than King George or the Nazi or Communist New World Orders.
Curtis,
they want an Anglo-Saxon New World Order so that 1% devils and their satanic tools, in order to gain that, they gerrymander the voting districts so that even though 60% of votes in certain districts are for Democrats, the Democrats only get 40% of the congressional seats and 40% of the electoral college seats. They disenfranchise Afro-Latin, Asian, and Native Americans, the elderly, and college students, because they tend to vote for progressive liberals. And so they're disenfranchised by voter restriction laws that make it difficult, if not impossible, for those people to vote. So the devils and the Satans also prevent immigration of all races and religions except for Caucasian Christians. The devils and Satans want to eliminate from the U.S. budget everything except money for the U.S. military industrial complex to protect the interests of the 1% devils. And the devils and Satans, they want to eliminate federal funding for social safety nets that compensate victims of the crimes and illegal activities of 1% devils and their satanic tools. They want to eliminate all federal regulations for banks, Wall Street, industry, environment, and consumers. And the immoral means by which they achieve those immoral goals are bribes from the 1% rich to the Republicans so that they can formulate speeches and commercials for campaigns that involve repetitive lies, so voters believe Republican lies are true and Democratic truth is a lie. They'll falsely blame Democrats and victims of immoral, illegal acts of the 1% devils when it's actually the devils and the Satans that caused the problem to start with. And to further divert voters from truth, justice, and equality, 1% devils bribe Republicans to use Hitler, Nixon, and Trump-type Machiavellian divide-and-conquer wedge issue ploys to stimulate racial, religious, and cultural and gender bias, prejudice, and hatred in the uneducated and uninformed, so that white trash vote Republican and thus against their own family, economic, and social interests, freedoms, and rights. Whew, that took a lot of wind out of me.
Well, that's so much there to talk about, and you do so eloquently in the book 1% Devils and Their Satanic Tools. The author is Curtis Allen Woods. Why are devils and their satanic tools immoral, anti-Christ traitors to democracy?
Well, that's one of the greatest political lies of all time. And that's that Republicans are Judeo-Christian patriots who strictly interpret the U.S. Constitution and represent family values, law and order, and the silent moral majority, when in fact they're just the opposite from what they claim to be. However, my book reveals how Republicans' words, their acts, and their missions violate all six goals of the preamble of the Constitution, 13 of its clauses, and all 10 freedoms and rights in the Bill of Rights of the U.S. Constitution. They also violate 15 commandments, or they're called Laws of Moses in the Book of Exodus. They violate the Golden Rule in dozens of ways against dozens of minority groups. They violate all 9 of those rules of Christ and how people should treat each other, and 3 common law rules of legal equity. As a result, Republicans call people un-American, and they disrupt, respect them and suppress them and bully them, anyone who is not a male Caucasian Judeo-Christian. And as a result, Republicans are against equal gender rights and equal pay for women. They're against Afro, Latin, Asian Americans, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, and Jews. They're against equal justice and equality for women in all races and religions. They're against freedom of the press because Republicans want to use the press to spread propaganda, lies, and racism. They're against fair distribution of national wealth. So even though the 1% devils already own 72% of America, and their income has gone up 272% during the last 50 years, while everyone else's income is flatlined, they're against providing the actual workers who make these people rich with a fair income. They're against education because they want voters to be ignorant. They're against medical research. They're against medical care for 100% of Americans, and they're against clean air, water, and land. So then we look at that, and we say, well, how about some examples of how Republicans are anti-Christian or anti-God? So let's look at a few of them. Okay? We have a commandment that says, you shall not... utter false reports. Well, right now in Washington, we've got a bunch of Republicans who are already lying about what the Mueller report is going to say about crimes committed by the President of the United States. Then there's a commandment, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Yet, since World War II, Republicans have called Democrats and the news media communists. And now, even though founding fathers created socialistic democracy, Republicans now try to turn socialism into the dirty word, when social safety nets for victims of 1% devils and their satanic tools are socialistic compensation to those victims. Not only did Republican President Trump issue 8,000 lies in the first 2 years of office, but other Republicans and politicians, preachers, and the press repeat those lies every hour on the hour. Now, what about thou shalt not kill? Well, thou shalt not kill by eliminating health insurance for people with pre-existing conditions, children, or the poor. Now, the commandment again, you should not kill with cancer by eliminating regulations that prevent pollution of the air, water, land, and food. You shall not kill by preventing Latin Americans to escape wars and crimes by allowing them to escape asylum in the United States. You shall not kill by sending U.S. troops to protect economic interests of 1% devils in foreign countries where they are exploiting the workers and resources of those countries. And then let's merge, you shall not steal commandment by giving bribes to the commandment that says you shall take no bribe, for a bribe blinds officials and subverts the cause of those who are in the right. So 1% devil should not steal from the other 99% of Americans by paying bribes, which are called campaign contributions, to buy tax cuts, tax deductions, and tax subsidies, or to buy elimination of regulations of banks and Wall Street. So 1% devils get rich and start stock fraud market collapses and depressions. Devils shall not steal by eliminating social safety nets for victims of 1% devils. Here's a commandment that says you shall not join hands with a wicked man. So Republicans shouldn't help 1% devils kill and steal in order to get rich. And then there's a commandment, you shall not afflict widows and orphans. So 1% devil should not bribe Republicans to eliminate social safety nets for widows and orphans, such as welfare, Medicaid, food stamps, and public housing. And there's a commandment, you shall not wrong a stranger or oppress him. Well, so it's immoral to create bias, prejudice, and hatred of other races and religions. Okay. So, and then the last thing in this to answer this question is rules of Christ. They violate the golden rule in dozens of ways against dozens of minorities. And just one short example was said, do unto others what you would have others do unto you. If you were a woman, if you were a Muslim, if you were a Mexican, or if you were an Afro-American, then there's Christ's rule about judge not lest you be judged unfit to be an American. Then there's love thy neighbor as you love yourself, no matter what the race, religion, gender of the neighbor. I am my brother's keeper. So if somebody has a problem or is injured, we should help those people who are injured. And Christ says we should help those in need, and those who have more should give more to help the poor. So that's basically an answer to,
yes,
you know, why the devils and satanic tool Republicans are anti-Christ, anti-God, and traitors to democracy.
Curtis Allen Woods, our guest on the program. The book is 1% Devils and Their Satanic Tools. As you can tell, a lot of substance in the book that Curtis is talking about. We talk about legal equity. What principles of legal equity determine when laws, orders, and regulations are immoral?
Okay. Well, there's one principle of that, and this goes back to English common law hundreds of years ago. One should not benefit from one's wrongs. So 1% devil should not buy or steal $7 billion of tax cuts, deductions, and subsidies by giving satanic tool Republicans $1 billion of secret campaign contributions. Then there's another principle of legal equity. One should not be rewarded for the wrongs. So 1% devil should not be rewarded for lying, bribing, stealing, and killing, and stock market fraud. Then another one is every contract and financial transaction should produce a zero-sum outcome. So one business person should not immorally gain at the expense of someone else. Like an example, if the cost of production and a fair profit is $100 for a baseball bat and is sold for $100, there's a zero-sum outcome. The person bought a bat that was worth $100, and the person sold a bat that was worth $100. So that's those are basically the principles of legal equity that Satanic Tools and their bosses, the 1% devils, get away with.
Why does everyone owe a greater duty to morality than to the laws of a nation and the orders of its leaders?
Okay, after World War II, the Nuremberg War Crimes Against Humanity trials, the defense of the German Nazi generals, judges, industrialists, and government officials was, I was following the law, or I was following orders. So the International War Crimes Tribunal issued the Nuremberg Doctrine. It says everyone owes a higher duty to morality than to the laws of a nation and orders of its leaders. St. Thomas Aquinas identified three tests to determine whether or not words, laws, or orders are moral or immoral. Are they consistent with God's plan for mankind? Are they consistent with mankind's goal of achieving happiness? And are laws and orders consistent with eternal law common to all religions? So since the Nuremberg Doctrine is international law, it applies to the laws and orders of every nation, state, and municipal government and leader in the United States as well.
How can the voters... I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I just finished.
Okay. Well, how can voters determine when laws or orders of federal or state governments are immoral? How do we go about doing that as voters?
Well, making sure that the laws or orders are not based upon lies or Machiavellian divide-and-conquer wedge issue tactics. By making sure the laws and orders do not violate the goals of the Constitution, its clauses, and the rights and freedoms in the Bill of Rights. And by making sure that the laws and orders do not violate commandments, the golden rule, the rules of Christ, and the rules of legal equity.
Why is the golden rule, Christ's seven rules and 13 commandments, eternal law that's common to all religions?
I'm sorry, we'll go over it again?
Yeah, why is the golden rule, Christ's seven rules and 13 commandments, eternal law, common to all religions?
Well, because ancient religious writings and legends indicate that aliens who were thought to be gods because they could read people's minds, they could talk to animals or birds, and they had advanced scientific powers, they gave the same kind of eternal law to the founders of each religion that God gave to Moses on Mount Sinai and to Jesus. And so that's why essentially what the U.S. or the History Channel indicates was that gods were founding, helping founders of religions in each continent of Earth by giving them all the same kind of eternal law, with the idea that someday the whole earth will be a utopia and Garden of Eden, where there won't be any poor people, there won't be any prejudice or racism, and everybody will have enough food and have all of the things that those gods had intended humans on earth to have.
Time going by way too quickly. Our guest on the program with so much to talk about is Curtis Allen Woods. The book is 1% Devils and Their Satanic Tools. You'll find the book available, of course, at Amazon. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The U.S. Constitution evolved from eternal law, ancient Greek democracy, common law, legal equity. Talk about that, if you will.
Yes, those are the factors and the theories of law by St. Thomas Aquinas that led the founding fathers of this country to enact the Declaration of Independence to create socialistic democracy, which was to de- not just the benefit of a few rich people, but for the benefit of everybody.
Curtis Allen Woods with us on the program. So much to talk about. You'll find it in this book, 1% Devils and Their Satanic Tools. Who are victims of racial, religious, political, economic, and sexual immorality of these Republican laws we're talking about?
Well, the victims are Afro, Latin, Asian, and Native Americans, Buddhists, Hindus, Sikh, Muslims, Jews, Roman Catholics, and all girls, mothers, and female workers, and those who are raped violently or by a false pretense of marriage to get sex, and then the girls get pregnant. So, I mean, that's just a small minority of all of the victims, but it's a pretty good generalized summation.
Right. You've mentioned this before, and this has always been a baffling question to me. Why do people vote against their own family, economic and social interest, freedoms, and rights?
Well, unfortunately, not everyone is like people like me that write books that know a lot of different subject matters. And they don't know U.S. history. They don't know military history. They don't know much about the Constitution. Or they may go to church, but they don't know what the rules that the gods had given us. And so they wind up voting against their own interests, because they're fed repetitive lies by Republican politicians, preachers in the press that cause voters to believe that, you know, the Democrats are the cause of all the problems, or that the victims of 1% devils are the cause of all problems. And then they vote against their own interests because they employ tactics used by Hitler, Joseph McCarthy during his communist witch hunt trials, Nixon and Donald Trump. They imply these Machiavellian divide and conquer wedge-issue tactic to stimulate racial, religious, cultural, ethnic, and gender bias, prejudice, and hatred in the unintelligent, uninformed Caucasian, who often are white trash, who did not... doesn't care about anyone else but themselves, but yet they'll vote for somebody who hates the same people they vote for. So in the process of turning people against other religions and other races,
yes,
they get people to vote against their own interests, economic interests, family interests, and social interests.
I got about 30 seconds left in the program. Let's just sum things up.
That's
here.
That's about all the energy I got left.
Okay, well, we timed this right. We're at the finish line at the same time. Why do you want people to read your book? Why do you feel this so important that people listen to your message?
Well, they not just that they read it once, but they should read it a few months before every election,
yes,
every 2 years, because, you know, many Americans... You know, we got a lot of problems, we got a lot of things on our minds, and we have a short memory about U.S. history, a short memory about who said what and who made what mistakes. And so people need to be reminded periodically about, you know, history does repeat itself when you make the mistakes that others made in the past. So since there are elections every 2 years, my book should be reread a few months before each election by every voter, by not just Democrats or independents, but by Republicans. They should be read by the news media, those who give news on television, newspapers, radio, and news magazines.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't know a lot of these things about how, you know, eternal law and how the Constitution has been violated. Religious leaders and preachers of all faiths should read this book, because one of the problems is it seems like every religion preaches prejudice and bias and hatred of other religions. And of course, high school and college teachers of political science, economics, U.S. history, military history and constitutional law. They should read that so that they can constantly inform their students every 2 years about what's really going on and what the law is and what's right and what's wrong.
This will be a very important addition to your library. The book is 1% Devils and Their Satanic Tools. It's available at Amazon.com. Click on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The author is Curtis Allen Woods. Once again, 1% Devils and Their Satanic Tools. Curtis, a pleasure having you on the program. Some very important information during the course of the program, and you will find it all in his book, 1% Devils and Their Satanic Tools. Thank you, sir, so much for being with us on the program today.
Yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk here. And frankly, I'm thrilled that I only made a few bobbles here and there.
Well, you covered a lot of material in a short period of time, and I appreciate you taking the time to do this. Curtis Allen Woods with us on the program, 1% Devils and Their Satanic Tools. You'll find the book available at Amazon. Of course, you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.